Blessedina Boulanger was born in Quebec City on April the 20th, 1897. She was the daughter of Octave Boulanger and Seraphia Mutt. Dina was the only child. She had a brother named Simeon Gustave that was born 17 months after her, but lived for only 3 months. Dina, from a very young age, showed herself to be extraordinarily gifted when it came to music. But Dina was also a very mature child with temper tantrums. Her parents were devout Catholics and would often teach Dina to place all her focus on pleasing God, then herself. Dina made her first Holy Communion on May the 2nd, 1907, as well as a confirmation. When the First World War began in 1914, the 17-year-old Dina offered herself to our Lord in a spirit of reparation and love, in order to give Him some consolation and save souls. She was especially distressed at the moral evil threatening the world, and a little later, she offered herself as a victim of divine love. Due to the amazing gift that Dina had with music, Dina's parents sent her to New York, where after completing her studies, she planned on becoming a concert pianist. Dina left Quebec City for New York in 1916 with two other friends named Bernadette and Aileen, who would later become nuns themselves. In June of 1918, Dina finished a two-year course and returned back to Quebec. The course of Dina's life was to take her in another direction, because upon returning home, she decided to enter the Congregation of Jesus and Mary at Sillery and took her final vows in 1923. Upon taking her vows, she would be then known as Sister Marie Saint Cecile, where she was given the task of teaching the students music. Though Dina led a humble life, still she suffered illness, but offered up this pain in a humble manner and for the suffering of others. In August of 1923, during her first mission, where she taught piano lessons, she contracted scarlet fever after treating a student, but eventually recovered. She resumed the teaching in January of 1924, but this fever soon degenerated into tuberculosis. At the start of 1927, Mother Saint Cecile's health grew worse, and she had to return back to the infirmary in Sillery. This is where she began to receive the invisible stigmata. The stigmata remained invisible just as she wished, as she did not want to draw any attention to herself. No one could see them, but after her death, the infirmarians testified before the beatification process that they noticed an expression of pain on Mother Saint Cecile's face when her hands and feet were rubbed. Her feet became so sensitive that it was impossible to rub them, as before the pain was too severe. It was around this time that our Lord began calling her my own little self. She also received revelations from our Lord about His love for priests and consecrated souls. On August 15, 1928, she made her perpetual vows. Her health continued to decline after her perpetual vows, but our Lord encouraged her in the depths of her heart, and once she even heard the voice of the Blessed Mother doing the same. On April 29, 1929, she was moved to the tuberculosis isolation ward for good. On the 3rd of September 1929, her parents visited her and spent a few hours with her, in which her father wept, and her mother gave her drops of water to quench her thirst. Her parents couldn't find the words to speak. It hurt them so much to see their daughter Dina suffer that way. She only told them, "Papa, I only want to do God's will." On the 4th of September, she felt weak in the morning, and sometime after 2 p.m., after rosaries were recited by her bedside, she felt that she would die. At 3 p.m., she died sitting up in her bed, head thrown back, eyes fixed on heaven. She died in the exact same position as her beloved Saint Therese. She was only 32 years of age. Dina Boulanger was declared blessed by Pope John Paul II on March 20th, 1993. Blessed Dina Boulanger, pray for us.